It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
We have all tried to lose weight. Well, I can't say we've all tried, but many of us have struggled with our weight. David, I know for you, you have actually lost a great deal of weight the last, couple of years?
Yeah, 50 pounds.
Oh, that is incredible. And, you know, David, I think for so many people, it takes something big in them to really make them make that change. And I'm really excited about our guest.
Mine was middle age. Realizing it's middle age. But you're right, it does take something in your life to make a big change. And you're mentioning our guest today. Our guest, I get excited because she's done many things. I know she's got something big to share with us today, but she's really went from employee to a business tycoon. She's built a couple multi-million dollar business. She's a regular contributor to Good Morning America, and I'm talking fast because I want to get her on real quick because I'm very excited to have us with us today is Tori Johnson, because she actually did make a big change, and we want to talk to her about this shift. Tori, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're on with David and Lisa. We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
A lot of us get up every day and we go to work and never think much about going out on our own. So this really, you know, a lot of people, I guess, settle or don't expand on their dreams, but you had something that changed your life. And that's what I want to talk to you about is you had a conversation with somebody. Tell us a little bit about what made a big change for you, the shift.
Sure. So for me, what started with a conversation with one of my bosses. I had been fat forever, tried and failed at every single diet, and sort of, you know, went through periods of either being resigned to being fat or frustrated with being fat, back and forth. Nothing worked. And so this conversation kind of changed it all. She told me that she didn't think I looked my best, that my clothes didn't do me any justice, and she wanted to send me to a stylist. And even though the words fat, lose weight never, ever were mentioned, and my job was never threatened in any way, what I interpreted instantly was lose weight or lose your job. And it's one of those things that we sort of hear what we want to hear. And it was the best thing for me to hear, because if I had just focused on my clothes, it would have been yet another gimmick. It would have been yet another, just excuse to avoid the real issue. And the real issue was I needed to lose weight. And I used that conversation to kind of have a bigger conversation with myself about, you know, why am I still fed up? Why can this time be different? Why must this time be different? And I realized, you know, I hadn't gone to the doctor in more than 10 years because I was terrified of getting a lecture about my weight. I started coming up with, you know, all the moments that I was frustrated standing in a dressing room because nothing fit. And I realized, I'm so tired of this. I'm so over this. Like, I'm starting fresh. It's a new sheriff's in town, and I'm going to do this once and for all.
Okay, I got to ask you, because along this, you, one of the comments you've got is what you put in your head is more important than what we put in our mouth. Did I get that right?
I do believe that, because anyone who wants to lose weight, we know, you know, what foods make us fat. We know what foods we should cut out, but it's the sticking to that that's the harder part. And so 75% of my success has really been mental. It's really been about sort of how do I make those smart choices? How do I honor the clarity and commitment that I have in this battle? You know, how do I really stick to that hour by hour, day by day? And that's all mental. That's coming up with, you know, opportunities to pause, to reflect, to think, to make smart choices. And so, you know, many times I would just pause for a second and I would think, like, preference or priority. Like, my preference, hands down, is to have the cookie or the chip or whatever it is, but my priority is to lose weight, and so I'm not going to do that. And just by pausing for 3 seconds, I would make the right choice. And, you know, typically, we gain weight because of mindless eating, because we're not even paying attention to the choices we make. And so making smart choices and just thinking about them is part of the process.
Or excuse me.
Yeah, when I read your book, Tori, I was really moved by the fact that you really needed to take this into your own hands, even if it was kind of hard for your kids and your husband. For example, you were cleaning out the cupboard and your kid was like, hey, your son was like, don't take my Nutella and other things that came up. But you needed to stick with what you needed to do. And you're also an all or nothing kind of gal. And I'm the same way. When I cut sugar out of my diet a few months ago, it had to all be gone. I have some food sensitivities, so I've never really had weight issues, but I know about not being able to eat certain things when everybody else is eating them. And you talked about the frustration of going to parties and outings, and but you kept your mind to it even when it was hard.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's the reality. It's like there's no, you know, there's no quick fix. There are no overnight results. There's no gimmicks. That it's really about, you know, patience and perseverance. That trumps all. And it's about sticking to it, knowing that that this is going to take time. And, you know, I think every diet promises the quick fix, the overnight results. And sometimes we get them initially, but, you know, then they disappear, or we drop off the plan because the results aren't continuing as strong as we expected them to. And then it's back to the old ways again. And for any kind of truly lasting weight loss, it's about just making lifestyle changes. And it's about accepting that this is for the long haul. I think one of the best gifts I gave myself was not putting a deadline or a weight on my plans. That it was sort of like, I'm just going to do this. This is a new lifestyle change. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it for good. And it's going to take as long as it takes. And I was surprised to see that, you know what, a year goes by really, really quickly. And I only lost, you know, about a pound a week. And if you had said to me at the beginning, you're only going to lose that little, I would have said, forget it. Like, that's going to take too long. Like, I'm the girl who says, like, I need to lose 20 pounds by the wedding. And, oh, by the way, the wedding's this Saturday. And, you know, I would have given up so quickly. And by sticking to it, by really honoring that patience and perseverance, you know, a year goes by quickly and 62 pounds are gone.
But a pound a week, and in the long term, like you said, a year later, you've lost even more. But just going with a pound a week, you've lost 50 pounds in a year. That's a lifestyle change. It's not a quick diet
exactly.
loss. And that makes a difference in your health, your confidence, just everything from the inside out. And I want to interrupt and just say this to our listeners. Tori is not just to me, or you're even a coach here, because you're giving us some great lifestyle tips here, but you've written a book. And so I want to share with our listeners, it's called, the website, so you can get more information, is shiftwithtory.com, because I think you give some great advice, and some a little shocking. I got to ask you about one. You mentioned that nail polish can help you lose weight. Is that true?
It did for me, yes. So, you know,
how so?
Late nights are my weakness, and everyone in my house is asleep. I'm working on my computer. I so desperately want a snack in the kitchen. And one night, as I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to go see what's there, I spot out of the corner of my eye top coat, clear nail polish. And I thought to myself, wow, if I just apply a coat of that polish, I will sit here while it dries, because I care more about my manicure than potato chips. And while it dries, I'm going to talk myself off the ledge. I'm going to convince myself that I don't need a snack. And sure enough, that's what happened on many, 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 many occasions. And I think that's part of the mental plan of sometimes looking for distractions, sometimes stopping to just think. And so nail polish is my, you know, go-to thing when I think I just absolutely have to have a snack, even though I'm not really hungry, but I'm sort of thinking that I need a snack. I put on that top coat, and it does the trick every single time. And sometimes that's what it is. If you need a gimmick, that's the kind of gimmick to go for, versus, you know, a gimmick that says, you know, all you can eat are cucumbers for days, and, you know, all you can eat are cookies for the cookie diet. You know, those are the kind of gimmicks to avoid. But the little mental tricks that sort of prevent you from having, you know, a 700 calorie snack at 11 o'clock at night, those are the good ones. And in my book, The Shift, it's that kind of stuff. I chronicle the year of losing weight, and how in moments of weakness I figured a way out, and how in moments of, you know, triumph I celebrated, and never celebrating with food. So no cheat days. Every diet says you can, you know, eat perfectly on the plan for 6 days, and on the seventh day you get to reward yourself by eating whatever you want. And I realized, you know, that is so flawed. That is like an alcoholic celebrating a month of sobriety with a beer. It just doesn't work. You can't reward yourself with the very things that got you in the bad place to begin with. And so my rewards became inedible things,
okay.
You know, not food.
And that was a dramatic change. Tori, I hate to cut you off. You've been such a pleasure. ShiftWithTori.com, and any day is day one to start. You're listening to David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. I appreciate you listening. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.